Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving weekend?
Yes, lots of things accomplished. You know, we work at, organize the Thanksgiving community dinner here. And so that was super busy on Thanksgiving Day. It just kind of jump starts your whole Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah.
And everything. So it was great. It was super great. We had fabulous turnout, wonderful volunteers, all that kind of good feeling stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was the community Thanksgiving dinner at the VFW, right?
Yep. Okay. At the VFW.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
Did you get your Christmas tree up yet?
Yes, I did. I worked on that yesterday. That's why my knees are sore. And
my wife did the same.
Oh, yes. So. I keep saying every year I'm going to cut back, and I do. I mean, I've really cut back so much on it, but I don't know. If you came to my house, you'd probably tell me, oh, Cindy, where's the cutting back?
I know you love Christmas.
I just do. In fact, we're starting to decorate here at the Appleton Library, so anybody want to volunteer? We're always looking for some helping hands for it, so keep that in mind, too. I know we've got several of our friends of the Appleton Library coming in this week to help us. But,
good.
But, yeah, we're always looking for some things like that, too.
Okay.
Plus, of course, it's December 1st, so it's like a whole new lineup of activities and things, too, going on at the library. So, yeah.
You got the newsletter out?
Yes, I sent the newsletter, and then we also have printed copies here for anyone that wants a printed copy. I sent that out, I think, Friday before I left, anyway. And just to kind of highlight and get people thinking about some of the stuff, we try to put emphasis on most of our activities toward the beginning of the month because we know it's a super busy month. And we don't want to compete with your family and friend events and things like that. So, yeah. So we're starting off kind of a little slower by having a take and make for children and families on the 3rd instead of an actual in-person because that kind of rounds you up because we have Saturday with Santa here at the Appleton Library on December 6th. And so that means all things Santa. Santa will be here for pictures and all those wonderful little things. And then we have lots of activities and events, and it starts from 10:30 and goes to 12 noon. So you'll want to come and check out Saturday with Santa because we always have something fun going on here.
Good.
Yeah, and then the 4th, we, of course, are taking a bus trip to the Andrea Theater in Alexandria. And so that's been a registration thing. And so the bus is full and we have several people on our wait list. But, you know, you can always call. You never know. Sometimes I've had people that are 9 and 10 on a wait list and they get into an event. So keep that in mind. And then next week we've got our Appleton Library Commission meetings, or kind of like a library board meeting on December 8th. On the 9th, we have our Northern Lights Lightbox classes at 5:30, and that's an arts and crafts class at 5:30, and then our Friends of the Appleton Library holiday gathering that same night at 6:30. And then every Wednesday we have something going on. We've got super secret snowman Santa, snowman craft. We've got Northern Lights painting for children and families. You know, Lego Club, all sorts of fun stuff like that. And then keep in mind on the 18th, Laura Thomas will be here with Prairie 5 for all your questions on all sorts of things as we all are getting older. We've got lots of questions, don't we?
That's right. We got lots of questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then our book club still meets on the 29th. But keep in mind, we'll be closed on the 24th and 25th, and we close early on the 31st. In fact, we close at 5 o'clock that night and are closed on January 1st. So lots of crazy things happening here at the Appleton Library. Mm-hmm. Just
okay.
Like usual, I guess.
Yeah, it's always a busy place.
It is.
Yeah. So what are people reading during the holiday season, Cindy?
Well, I think they're decorating and they're shopping and they're wrapping and they're baking. But we do have several new releases. Anyway, in nonfiction, The Greatest Sentence Ever, written by Walter Isaacson, is a historian and biographer, examines the concepts of a statement found in the Declaration of Independence. So for you history buffs, that might be a book of interest. Simply More by Cynthia Erivo? I'm not sure exactly how to say that last name. Multiple award-winning performer and producer shares insights into how she overcame obstacles to compete real and metaphorical marathons. Anyway, also, 100 Rules for Living to 100 by Dick Van Dyke and Tal McThenia. It's the multiple award-winning entertainer reflects upon his positively shaped his life and career. Yeah, can you believe Dick Van Dyke? Wow.
I like Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah, so kind of crazy.
Yep.
And then there's quite a few, not as many new things for fiction, but Danielle Steele has a new book out called The Color of Hope. A widowed art gallery owner moves to the countryside where she transforms a chateau and develops a new relationship. Also, let's see. Up is Mona's Eyes by Thomas Schlesher. A 10-year-old who may get permanent vision loss is bolstered by his grandfather's quest to bring beauty into his life. Anyway, and there's a couple of second or third in trilogies. Nora Roberts has a third book in a trilogy called Lost Bride Trilogy. A second book by Callie Hart. It's a Fae and Alchemy series. And James Patterson is releasing his 34th book in the Alex Cross series. So quite a few new things out there. And, of course, if you are looking for a book, we are all readers here. We love to make book recommendations. Stop on by and visit with us.
What book are you reading, Cindy?
Right now, I'm reading nothing, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I just did get the book club book today. In delivery, I ordered a copy for myself. But yeah, the last book I read was the book club book.
Okay.
Anyway, and
you're usually reading two or three books at a time.
I know, and I have just not been reading because I am doing all sorts of
swamped.
Stuff. Yeah, I've kind of been swamped. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm feeling swamped.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, okay. Where are you located at? How long have you been in a new spot now?
3 years.
3 years already.
Here. I know, it's hard to believe, but we've been here 3 years. I know, and I love the space. I really do. I mean, and we've just been able to offer so many more things here, and the class visits, and the programming, and it's exciting to be able to offer all of the things we are here in our new space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, after 3 years, is it still new?
I think so, too.
I do,
it's got that new smell.
Better than an old smell, huh?
Yeah, that's right. Where are you located?
Anyway, we are located at 50 East Rooney in the beautiful city of Appleton, but please be careful. We still have a lot of ice here, especially in our east entrance on Haven Street, so be careful out there. You know, it's just winter, and we have to remind ourselves of all that wonderful stuff called snow and ice, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's why we're tough Minnesotans, though.
Yep, that's the truth.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Sounds fabulous. You have a great week, Paul.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks. Cindy's the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.